People like, I don't even know what's occurring right now.
Everybody.
It's like, well, that guy elbowed me as he fell.
I think everybody in Israel tomorrow is going to be in neck braces. It's like, were you there? It's like, yeah. They're going to be on UBI after that, the whole country. That's not funny.
That's not funny at all, dude.
But I love that now that Palestine and Israel are at war and the left supports Palestine, we can be anti-Semitic again. Didn't want to get that one.
You're ice skating Mega. Right now, bro. You're fucking teetering on
He's
the edge.
He's Nega O'Connor. Still, doesn't sound great. Go ahead and stay away from that one.
The ice is cracking under your feet. It's like when you see a movie when someone goes out on the ice to get a ball. You're like, no, what are you doing? Don't go on the ice at all.
Don't try that
Just
word.
Leave the ball. Just leave it there. True, that's acrobatics, dude. With one false like Freudian slip or just like a...
Especially we're live right now on YouTube. Bro, this is without a safety net. He's my guy.
He's a grandfathered in white guy for saying the N-word.
Yeah, he's allowed to. He's allowed to, for sure.
I think anyone in the UFC, yeah, that's true.
Most of the UFC can do it. Connor would be a tough one. Connor McGregor would be as
weird.
He's too rich.
Yeah.
You got to be slightly retarded.
I might be like the handicap plate. If you're punch-struck enough, they're like just... Yeah, you just wear like a certain kind of tap-out shirt. It's like having Tourette's. It's like, he can say the N. He doesn't mean it.
Man, that's got to be tough for kids with Tourette's these days.
What?
If Tourette's is like, say the worst thing possible, especially in today's climate, just hitting them.
Oh,
it's like, fuck George Floyd.
Like, speaking of hot mics.
Got all that venom out.
Yeah, true. There was a principal at some school in Delaware County that was leaving a voicemail for a parent, and he didn't realize the thing was still going, and just kind of like he got in trouble because it was a Jewish parent.
Ooh.
And he was after like he thought he'd hung up. I think someone was like, "Who was that?" And he goes, "This guy, he's a fucking asshole. He's like a big hothead." And I think he mentioned he's like some Jewish guy. He's like, "He always wears fucking sweatpants all the time. He comes in here and freaks out.
Oh my God.
Wearing sweatpants." And the lady goes, "What does he do for a living?" He goes, "I don't know. Controls all the banks or whatever."
And they put this guy's funny as shit. The
comments were half split between like, "This man is a scumbag, needs to be removed," and people being like, "I'm signing my kids up for this school." Right now.
That is like, that's like the worst nightmare.
I know.
Especially if somebody was like not really bashing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you like overheard a voicemail where they're like, "Dude, he just wears sweatpants all the time. He kind of like smells." Like, he's like nice, but he's like just a gross.
He'd have been totally fine if he didn't do the, I don't know, probably controls the banks or whatever.
I mean, he had to hit that home run. It's a home run, dude. There's nothing he can do about it. Somebody lobbed one right across the plate.
He's the principal, bro. He's going to have to become a gym teacher now.
They're
going to demote him to gym teacher.
Gym teacher will be good, though.
5 years. That's gym also, teacher energy.
That is gym teacher. He should be a gym teacher. Principal's crazy for that type of thing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got busted. But yeah. You know, whatever. That's what you always got to hang up before you talk shop about the Jews at work.
Like, yeah, if you decide, yeah.
And then a lady, too. It's just like a total Delco lady. Like, what does he do? And then you're just firing away the
questions. I don't know. He probably controls the banks or something. Just, all right.
Yeah, dude. You can definitely get snatched. You got to be careful, dude. You're going to get your dick grabbed.
People don't understand what we're talking about. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah, they do. They're talking.
If you look at.
Noah was all over it.
Noah's young.
Were you
Noah's
a hot
their
guy?
Age.
What? Were you a hot guy?
No.
Be honest. You're young. You're hip. No. Have you ever taken a hot guy video?
No, I don't have any social media because it's for faggots.
Jesus Christ.
This is it.
Come on, man.
Come on. You're fired.
you're definitely fired. No, you just got a raise. You get extra slices of pizza for that.
Sick. Come off every time they try to drive. And have a bug their car and just have black dudes slowly walk across, slowly jaywalk every time they drive. You're gonna get an N-word out of somebody,
dude.
The surprise would be if you get a tape of someone fucking a child and they just yell the N-word in ecstasy.
Yeah. Perfect.
We got him.
Yeah, he's doing whatever we say.
Remember?
You're like, this guy's a fucking fruit. And you're like, dude,
I would break one day, though, in the middle of an interview, be like, yeah, that guy is a fucking fruit. I fucking hate that fucking guy, dude.
Oh, fuck.
I'm back. No.
Oh, no. I got to meet him now.
Fuck. You know what? I am allowed to say whatever I want. Hey, if I think it's funny, I'll fucking say it. In the middle of like a kid's cartoon show I'm doing. I'm voicing a dog on a... You know what? Fuck it. It's
horrible.
Recently, and a girl told me, because we were sharing stories about this, how it happens to people, and a girl was like, happened to my brother, and it got sent to every single member of my family.
Oh, my God.
He was like 18 when he did it. It got sent to his sister, and it was a video of him jacking off.
Oh, my God.
With his face in it. Like,
it's like, yeah, this is... But fucking people are evil. People are evil.
Yeah, that's shitty.
That's like that Black Mirror episode. And they made him do all that crazy shit.
Let me
like,
fuck a pig.
No, that was a different episode.
The bag's on me. Oh, yeah.
The bag's on my the dick before it goes under that Black pig.
I was just fuck the pig.
I would almost rather have like a, if it could be like a side profile fucking the pig than like an eye contact POV of me jerking off on the screen.
I disagree.
Side profile fucking a pig.
That's pretty wild, bro.
Vicious.
That is wild.
Well, you can at least deny some culpability. Be like, bro, that's, if you're eye contact into the camera, like, fuck, I'm going to fucking come.
Can one of the producers just get me
yeah,
one?
No. Oh, no, no.
Why?
I don't think they'd be comfortable going, but just go grab one.
You're talking about Noah?
I don't think Noah should, go get me Noah should not go behind the
yo, bar. Go get me a beer, dude. Go get me a beer.
Wow.
Right now, dude.
Are you talking to him?
Yeah.
That's very Middle Eastern princess.
Go get me a beer.
That is
dude.
Very
that's
the Middle
energy.
Eastern.
That's
go get me a
energy,
beer.
Dude.
True.
I'll make it more Middle Eastern. Go get me a beer before I cut your clit off.
You escaped, dude. They're going to fucking
yeah.
carve your clit out.
Oh, nice. We finally have a couch to do
come
the
on, dude,
dad's,
don't make me move.
Dad's sitting gay bit.
What is that?
Remember, like, if we were talking about if you ever came down, because I sit gay on
oh,
couches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you came down in the Arabs
sit, like,
sit very
sit
gay.
Like this?
Arabs constantly sit gay. Yeah, just like.
Like, don't make yep. me move. Go give me a beer.
No.
Come on, dude. I would do it for you.
No.
I'd do it for you if it was my podcast.
Screwed. You wouldn't even make us sandwiches the other night.
I ooh. Fucking made them for you.
Oh, hey, raising his voice over here.
So what guy is gonna bring a group of his friends to go? Let's go see some women bash us for an hour and a half and pay for it. And get two drinks and some chicken wings.
Yeah.
Who wants to, what man wants to do that?
Gay
some,
guys.
Yeah, there's some gay guys and sickos.
Pretty true, though.
Gay guys and sickos. Maybe there's guys that are into that.
See, I know gay men that I get along better with a certain type of energy, right? But I know gay men that don't want to be represented the way the stereotype is.
Yeah.
I know gay men that fix cars.
Nate.
I know gay men. Are you gay?
No.
Yes.
I can say that is so cute.
He's fighting allegations.
Yeah, they just
he's fighting allegations. He twerks and drinks.
I
forgot he twerked and drinks.
I didn't twerk. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm in L.A., 47 years old, 8-inch.
Oh, okay. Damn. 8 inches
yeah.
thick.
Yeah.
I like how that guy's coming back.
Yeah. I like one. How people are impersonating him in yes. gas stations.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice.
My daughter just died last year. She killed herself.
She was 8 years old. She was faster than me.
Yeah. It's fun.
All the obscure actors from sitcoms in the 80s are like, hey, this week on The Bags on You, we pull a fucking bag on a principal building. Like, he building. Fucking, we told me we got evidence that you raped a fucking 14-year-old. But the yeah, it turns out the bag's on you.
Yeah. The bag's on you. No, yeah. That's all allegedly. We don't know if Drysdale had a whore in every city. That's
no, it's all alleged,
it's
obviously.
All
fun. It's
made
a bag.
Up story.
It's
yeah.
a bag.
It was just a
kept
bag.
Going. Oh, and then Drysdale pulled the bag. He thought it was the...
Well, I don't know. Yeah, this is, this
so
is
then
one of the most intense
it,
bags I've ever
it
heard.
It keeps going. Allegedly, the Drysdale thought that he's like, fucking Drysdale didn't realize I was the one that fucking pulled the bag. It was my idea, but he thought it was the third baseman. And so we didn't know that Drysdale's buddies with these fucking Goombas, these fucking Italian Goombas. Yeah, he calls them a couple of
the Wops.
Like, a couple of these fuckers.
And we're going down and we're going to go play in Los Angeles. And he gets a couple of these fuckers to go take the third baseman out in a fucking limousine by gunpoint. And they drive him out into the fucking middle of the desert and they hand him a shovel and they say, hey, start digging. And this guy's fucking crying, digging what he thinks is going to be his own grave. And we go, hey, now the bag's on you.
Reaching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tie up the civilians, make sure everybody's taken care of.
You could have stopped it.
Yeah. I could have stopped
it. You could have stopped the onslaught.
There's going to be some people. This game's a hit, dude.
Yeah.
There's going to be some people breaching some houses.
You think so?
I think so. Because it does, it gives you that,
yeah,
that desire.
Yeah, your ex-wife's got a new boyfriend. That would be
exactly. You get four of your boys, you go, all right, stack the door.
Yeah. They should be doing school drop off
by
now.
Fucking shock on the lock, frag it.
7:45. They haven't left yet. They should be doing drop off right now. We're going in. We're writing on the wall,
dude. They're disgusting out there. Hollywood has caused every problem in the world, and then they go.
Well,
we
who runs
fix
it?
The problems.
Who runs Hollywood?
Yeah, who'd you say?
You I've guess. Heard stories.
So you think Hollywood's directly responsible for all the world's ills?
No, I'm exaggerating.
I'm just gonna dig into this a little. But let's. Who would you say? If
yeah,
you had to
pedophilia
guess.
Is a big thing that's
how many media companies are there really? I think it was like six, you're saying?
Something like that. Yeah.
I pick up what you're putting down.
It's just crazy to me that like Hollywood made all like all racism in entertainment is because of Hollywood, and then now they're like canceling people because they think they're not woke enough. It's like,
well, the Me Too is my
just
favorite.
Love it. You guys started the issue, like you guys started the problem, and now it's this massive guilt trying to cover it up.
Well, Me Too is tight because it was for like there was like factory workers in Detroit getting just like raped against like boilerplates, and then like there was like actresses being like, I felt weird at this party, and everyone was like, holy shit, this is an issue.
Yeah,
there was ladies just getting like punched in the butthole on the assembly line. Some celebrity lady was just like,
nobody
was mad at me in Transformers,
and he just wanted to fuck me. It's annoying.
A couple of them were like, all right, shut up, keep fucking moving, lady. And here's the fucked up thing is it's like a bunch of. It's like, man, why do they all come out at once? It's like, well, they finally feel brave enough. It's like, or do they see other girls getting a lot of likes?
Dude, that's a valid question. It's a
valid question. Valid question.
Anything's on the table anymore. I'm not doing this.
Two steps forward, one step back.
We're living in a country right now where the media is blatantly lying to the population. So anything's on the table, dude. But yeah, the problem is too, when you see the thing that made me laugh is when a lot of them are like, I was like a beginning comedian. I thought he was going to advise me. And it really, he just wanted to fuck me, which is super annoying. It's like, of course you want to. You did two open mics and you think this guy now, like, that's your mentor. A famous guy DMs you like, oh, perfect. This is how this works.
Yeah.
I do stand up twice.
They saw funny people. And they're like, oh, I just do one mic and then Adam Sandler makes me famous.
Yeah.
So a couple of them are like, oh, man, it's just a pile on. And then, but then you see the one or two that's like, he's DMing like 16-year-olds. Like, hey.
You see the indefensible. Yeah. The indefensible ones are just like, how old are you again? Well, I just think you can't tell young chicks they're cute, man. It's like, it's weird.
As hard as it is.
Or lament the fact, you can't lament a chick's age via text. It's like,
and then I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, dude. I better not get fucking popped on any of these.
Like what?
Because they immediately put up a clip of him being like, 14-year-olds are not 14 anymore. They're 35. They're hot.
I saw that.
It's like, oh.
I saw that.
Yeah, if I get hit on anything, there's going to be clips of me being like, I'd fuck Lewis's son.
I immediately thought about that. I'm like, dude, it would be people would be like, shut it off. Enough, all right? Like, there's more. Like, shut it off, God damn it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
If you had to go to, like, a C-SPAN thing, like, I did say kids were hot.
I did say kids. Your Honor, I was kidding.
I was talking about the gymnastics show, and I did say those kids were hot.
They were hot kids hopping around.
Like, for the record, do you think those kids were hot, Mr. Gillis? You'd be like, those kids
for the record, sworn testimony?
Damn.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever do that?
He was literally in a new world writing history.
True.
Literally, no one was there to be
today
like,
I got here, got pussy, and the chief tried to break it up, but she thought I was hot.
But I ended up fucking a 12-year-old. I think Pocahontas was like 9. I could be wrong.
I think she peeped his game for like 3 years, though. Finally, he was like, no. It was like DMX and Belly. He was like, yo, chill, you're only 12. I'll let you suck my dick.
Yeah, and it was something else. I think it was like John Rolfe or something married her. Yeah. Sir Walter Raleigh. I forget. There's all these fucking guys. They're literally all the same.
Yeah.
And they,
the whole team hit.
Yeah.
Everybody, the whole squad hit.
Everybody ran a squad.
The whole squad hit Hontas, dude.
Squad ran deep on
Nobody talks about Belly. How, like, dude, belly's off. They wrote DMX is like, yo, you're only 16. I'll let you give me head though. That was like back then. That was like for sure, dude.
Yeah.